The Bible says in Book of Psalms 133, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity."
Amen.
Does it remind you of what Paul says? "Until we come to the unity
of the faith."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. That life forevermore is eternal life. Eternal life. Some people wonder how I preach like this. I preach like this because I went to the Holy Ghost school. Amen. I don't preach with the language of men. I preach with the language of the Spirit. That's why some people cannot comprehend me. Amen. They couldn't even comprehend Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus was crucified because the rulers of that age did not understand. You see it? They were not, their eyes were not enlightened to understand and see Christ. Amen. They didn't recognize him. That's why they crucified him. And this same thing is still happening today. When Christ arises in a people to preach, they are opposed. It's something that is continuous. I've been to places, they reject me. I remember I preached in a church in Milan, a big church, and the pastor, after I preached, he came out and told the congregation, "Are we like God?" The whole crowd laughed. "Ah, no," they laughed. And I was there. They made a fool of me. It was days later, the pastor came and apologized. That, yes, that the Lord revealed to me that what you are saying was true. Amen. So the natural mind cannot understand the things of God. See, they go in conflict. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is different from the spirit of man. When you use the spirit of man, that's the natural intellect, to read the Bible, you only go astray. You only put yourself in bondage. These are spiritual words that cannot be interpreted by the natural man. It's not something that you go to do. You know how we used to do Sunday school when we were in primary school? Like, you know, and they were reading the Bible, say this. That's not how it works. So that's not how it works. Praise God. That's why there has to be a reorientation. And it needs a bit of humility, humbling. You see, some of these men that confronted Jesus were people who were learned. Scribes and Pharisees who knew the laws of Moses. They knew the letter so well. So when Jesus came on the scene and started to talk to them about parables, they said there's something. They said, "This man, there's something wrong with him." And they always come and say, isn't this what the Bible says? That is what the way they confronted Jesus. Isn't this what the Bible says? Praise God. Jesus Christ says, "I am the Father that one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father God." And they were angry with him. They said, "It's blasphemy." Then Jesus Christ told them that, "Isn't it written in your scriptures that you are God? That you are God's. You see, with their rebellion and their anger at Jesus, they were denying themselves their own glory. They were crucifying the Christ unto themselves. That's why it says, "Mind how you hear, be careful." When God appears in a congregation, he does not appear with wings. Be careful how you handle the ministers of God. Be careful. When Christ appears, he appears as a thief. Someday your eyes will be open and you will see what I was preaching. Some people now will not understand. Later on you will see it.
Amen.
Your eyes will be open to understand. I was not doing it for my glory. It's for your glory.
Amen.
As a servant of God.
Hallelujah.
To wash the feet of sin. That's where my reward comes from.
Amen.
My reward does not come from your tithe. My reward does not come from crowd. My reward is to act faithfully whenever I see a child of God and to serve him.
Amen.
That's where my glory comes from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You see that garden upon Mount Zion that we just read of in Psalm 133, where the brethren are gathered in unity, is Mount Zion. That in reality is what they call the church of the firstborn. The church of God is not a building that you go to on Sundays. The church of God has got nothing to do with crowds. Mm-hmm. The church of God is a celestial body in the heavens. When we meet today in this kind of congregation, this we are united with that body in the heavens. You see, if you come here and you don't understand what that body is in the heavens, you are only wasting your time. It's not a social gathering. It's not the big crowd, zeros, and all that stuff. It's a celestial gathering that we are all being gathered to upon Mount Zion. And Paul says that you have come to what? You have come. Paul never spoke about a future event. It's for those of you who are arising to truth today. Those of you who are awakening at the sound of the trumpet. Do you know the trumpet is sounding here? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you hear the voice of the trumpet?
Yes.
It is the voice of the Spirit bringing remembrance to the sons of God who are dead in their sins and trespasses. And God wants to raise you back up into your glory. In Adam, we all went to the dust and we were buried in the dust. That is why we live as men. We walk as men, as mortals, separate from the glory of God. We think that God is far away in the sky and we are here. We try to reach God with shouting and crying and praying, and Jesus Christ is telling no. He's here to destroy the veil over our minds, over our comprehensions. Amen.
Amen.
He says, don't pray like the Gentiles. Don't pray like what?
The Gentiles.
Who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are those who are separated from God in their minds. Hallelujah. As a result of what? The vanity that is in their minds. They are separated from the reality that man and God are one. Those are the Gentiles. They walk in the flesh. They walk, you know, separate from God, thinking that God is after them. But he's here to destroy the veil and the partition that has been there before man. Honey, can you give me that? God, I need a child. Come here. A young person. Come. Come. Come, come.
Can this child understand? Don't cry.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Amen. Just wait, I'm coming. Don't cry, eh? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You remember the story of Lazarus? Yeah. Lazarus was like this. Lazarus is a parable of you. Amen.
Yeah.
When Lazarus hears the voice, what does he do? He comes out of the grave. Amen. Yeah. And what did Jesus Christ tell him to do to him? To loosen him. Amen. It's supposed to be many, many raps. Many, many, many raps. But you know, I just do this so the child doesn't cry. So Jesus Christ says, loosen him. And when he loosens, what happens? Somebody comes forth. Amen. And that man who comes forth is not just a man, it's the Christ.
Amen.
He says, I am the resurrection. If you are working to the truth, you will know that the way he is the way you are. That you are the image and the likeness of God. You are the glory of God. See, but first of all, Lazarus has to hear the voice of what? Of God. There's a voice telling you today. Queen, comfort. Man, comfort. Doris, comfort. Comfort from the grave is a voice. And that is the communication of the Spirit calling you out of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even when you come out, first of all, you must hear. If you don't hear, you will still be there, you know, doing the whole worship and crying, going around in circles forever in the dark, playing religion and, you know, making ideas out of religion. But you will always be learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until the day you begin to hear the truth, you'll be set free.
Yes.
You will know the truth about yourself and you are what? Set free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. When you call out of the grave, it is the Christ. The Bible in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, said that you have borne the image of what? The earthly. You shall also bear the image of the heavenly, which is the Lord himself. The Lord is a many-membered body, a divinely ordered body. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You cannot understand it as a man. Hallelujah. As a man, you can't understand this mystery except the Spirit opens your ears to listen. Hallelujah. So he's guiding us up to upper Mount Zion, amen, where the blessings dwell. People don't know that on earth you can walk as an angel. People don't know that on earth you can be in heaven. Jesus Christ says nobody has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in
heaven.
You can be here on the earth and be in what? Heaven. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 40:24 says that what? Who shall ascend God's holy hill? Then if you go down, he speaks about a blessing. And then he shall inherit what? Their
blessing.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That is what you are here to come for in this ministry. To inherit the blessing written. Hallelujah. You are here to inherit the blessings. And you can do this only by knowing the truth. Praise God, hallelujah. God is not a judgmental God. God wants to bring you out of darkness into the light. And don't, the Bible says you should not resist his voice. Don't resist his what? The voice of the Lord. Because it is the voice of the Lord that will lead you onto God's holy mountain. My sheep hear my voice and they
follow me.
If you don't follow him when you hear the voice, you will only continue what? In outer darkness in your humanity, and you will suffer with the pigs like prodigal son until you come to your senses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, over the years I've observed one thing. What people do when they hear this kind of word is to bring the Bible. Jesus Christ said one thing. He says, search ye the scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
You think that in them you have what?
Life.
Quickly turn to the book of John chapter 5, verse 39. Are you there? Somebody told me I used to be too fast. So I'm taking his advice. John chapter 5, verse 39. Are you there?
Yes.
Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have what? And they are there which what? Testify of me. The me is the I. The me is speaking about is the I am. You see, when you do the days of the life, the ministry of Jesus, whenever it says me, it is I. When it says I, it is me. He lived on account of what? The Lord. You see, when Jesus Christ was baptized, from that moment, the man that was born of Mary and Joseph and whatever, that man died. He ceased to be. But Jesus Christ started to live by the true identity that the Father had given to him. He started to live by an identity that spans eternity. That is why they came to Jesus and told Jesus, your father and mother, your father and your brethren are outside. He said, who are my father? Who are my mother and my brethren? Who are they? He turned to the disciples. Look at my mother and my brethren. Because he had left all for the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When God called Abraham, this is the same thing, praise God, that the Lord was trying to do. Hallelujah. The Lord was calling Abraham to leave his traditions. To leave the humanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leave your traditions, your religious traditions. You see, the thing that hinder you most as brethren is your religious mentality. Are you listening? Your religious mentality is the greatest, you know, hindrance between you and God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that what religion teaches you and will continue to promote is that man and God are separate from
one another.
Amen. And if you go against that principle, see the way they will rise up against you. I've seen it again and again. I've seen it again and again. So when they come around me, I know them. Hallelujah. Amen. I've even received stinkers, emails, people that come around just to dedicate their lives to be insulting me. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me that my servant, carry on. The servant of the Lord will speak things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. The servant of the Lord is not coming here to pour letters on people. Because the letter does what?
It
kills. Hallelujah. But somebody said about the word of the Old Testament. The Bible says it clearly that the children of Israel received the commandments of Moses because of the hardness of their hearts. Moses presented the commandments to them because he was veiled. He put a veil over his face. His face was radiating, and they couldn't stand him. So he put a veil over what?
His face.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read the Ten Commandments. That veil today is still over the faces of even so-called born-again Christians. As they read the word, read the gospel account, read the Romans, read Galatians, read the book of Revelation, there's a veil over their faces. Hallelujah. And when God begins to send ministers among them, they come out and insult them and fight against them. Hallelujah. But you know what? Stay attento. Be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When you don't understand something, humbly come to listen and ask. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't crucify the Christ unto yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's very important. Let's quickly turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. No, I'll start from Matthew chapter 19. Verse 3. Matthew chapter 19.
The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason?
Hallelujah. Amen. Carry on.
And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
Carry on.
Okay. They said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. And I said to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immoralities, and marries another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced, commits adultery.
His disciples said unto him, if the curse of a man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. And look at what Jesus Christ prepared here. He says, what did he say?
All men cannot receive this same.
But only those to whom it has been given.
Are you listening? Jesus Christ answered them in a way they never expected. Because they brought the scriptures to Jesus. They brought the laws of Moses and they gave it to Jesus. I said, look at what Moses said. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said what?
Hardening of
their hearts. Okay. Because of their hardened hearts, that's why they received the law.
Yes.
And today, the law is the bedrock, is the foundation of the systems of religion.
Exactly.
All the churches you go to, they tap from the laws of Moses. They say that no, that we're not under the law. It's a lie. They are all in bondage to religion. All of them, all. The big ones, evangelist television, all are in bondage to religion. They are in bondage to the laws. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they are not hearing what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ spoke about a marriage that has been from the beginning. A marriage that has been before time. A marriage that has been before Moses. A marriage that has been before Abraham. A marriage that has been before this material world came into view. And that marriage is between us and God. We are one. And you know what the devil does? The devil, in the form of the wisdom of man, comes to separate this union. All the churches you go to, all the religious systems, their work is to convince you that God is separate from man. But Christ has come to bring back this union, the unity of the faith. There is one Father, one God, one Spirit, one Lord, one body.
Yes. One word.
One word, one baptism. One Father who is above all, through us all, and in you. The Father is in you.
Amen.
You are one with God. It never changed. It only changed in your mind. The devil deceived you. And Christ has come on the scene to repair these things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God speaks from heaven, he speaks to deliver his sons. Not to put them into bondage. He seeks to speak the word of truth. God never intended the laws of Moses. Do this, do that, do this, do that. You can receive the laws of Moses when you think you are a man. When you think you are mortal. When you think that you are separate from God. Then you do those laws to try to get to God. You cry, you worship, you pray that God will do something for you.
Hallelujah.
But you don't know that the glory of God is already present. That's why the Bible says that he has given us the Spirit to illumine us. To give us light, to know the things that have been freely given to us. Most of us don't know the things that have been freely given to us. Most of us don't even know that the glory of God is ours. We are ignorant because we walk in darkness. And he has sent the Spirit of God to testify of the Christ in you, to awaken you. When you know these things, you begin to enter into your rest and into your glory. No preacher and nobody will come to deceive you anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise God, brother. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must understand this, brethren. In Psalm chapter 40, verse 6. Can somebody read this? Psalms chapter 40, verse 6.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Psalm 40 verse 6 says, sacrifices and offering thou did not desire. My ears has thou opened.
Hallelujah.
Burnt offering and sin offering has thou not required.
Amen.
Then said,
that's enough. God bless you. Hallelujah. Do you hear what the Spirit is saying?
Amen.
God, your sacrifices, your offerings, and your whatever as men, it's not what God desires of you. God wants you to hear. A hearing ear. Mind how you hear.
Amen.
When you begin to hear the Spirit speaks, you begin to shape yourself out of the dust.
Amen.
You begin to find yourself transported upon Mount Zion. You begin to see yourself walking as God upon the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to enter into your glory and into your rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you listening to me, brethren?
Yes.
Let us understand what the Spirit is saying. When we walk as human beings with a carnal mind, we only see things in parables. Parables. Amen.
Amen.
You see, they say the church has to be this way. They will put the church this way. The pulpit will be like this. They say, okay, the Bible says that there must be deacon. Okay, the Bible says that this. Most of this order, religious order we do, are simply because people are reading the Bible with a veiled mind. You are not understanding what God is for you. You see people fighting for post in church.
Yes, sir.
I'm elder. I'm better than him. No. I'm deacon. No. And there was a meeting we had some years ago. And you imagine what they were calling over. Who is bigger between a deacon and an elder? You know the church. They almost exchanged blows there.
Yes, of course.
They said the elder is bigger than a deacon. You know the deacon is bigger than them. That is what they call church. Church is a celestial gathering in the heavens.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why nobody can blackmail me. So people think they want to use church to blackmail. I won't come to your church anymore. You say you don't want to come to my church, but I stay inside God's church, can't they?
Amen.
You can't blackmail me. You know what people, some people, some pastors, all they do all their life is chasing people up and down.
Yes.
Come to church. Come to church. Come to church. If you do that to me, man,
nah,
I go inside my church to pray. Hallelujah. I don't mind what earthly things. Hallelujah. My mind is where? Fixed on the things of the Spirit. Those who are of the truth will be drawn to this ministry.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Those who are of the what? The truth will be done. God, the Bible says that God added to the numbers.
Yes.
We don't give burdens up to people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't stress people. Hallelujah. All you have to do is to come here to listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What are our prayers? We have to pray all season, brethren. If that's how I'm praying.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. Hallelujah. That kingdom come. He was focused on the realization of the Christ within.
Amen.
He says, in that day they will know that I am in them and they are in me.
Amen.
That is the ultimate goal of every child of God. You see, when you come back to this awareness, everything falls into
place.
Those of you who are crying, I don't have money, God has left me, God has forsaken me. All that is what? Abolished forever. Why? Because you know that the Lord is in me and I am in the Lord.
Amen.
It's a greater elevation of awareness that thinks about these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are no more shaken. Things begin to work out for you like magic. I remember I went for a contract some 2 years ago. I was in a contract with Fastweb. And suddenly, at midday, there was a quarrel between the management. At midday, something happened. All our computers just stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came and met us. The contract is finished. I see people there, everybody. You could see people, they don't know what. You know, right there and then, I just received a phone call. Ma'am, the man, please, go gently. They can't wait. I said, I now make the anger. I said, look, I'm busy now.
No, you don't get anything.
Hallelujah. Amen. And while they were all talking there, I packed my things and I told them,
bye-bye.
I wish you the best. God bless me. I told them, they just called me from a bank to go and work there. God is my witness. A brother there told an Italian, he said, I would like to know your
God.
He told me, I would like to know it's your God that you are serving. You know, they say it, you know the way they say it. I'd like to know. Because they saw it, they witnessed everything. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to always happen in this way. That different ways have, but what I'm trying to say, when you walk in the Lord, goodness and mercy follows you. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of hosts. All things are yours for your glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've said it, if we begin to walk in the unity of the faith, nobody here will be poor. There will be nobody here broke. Hallelujah. Because what I have is what you have. What you have is what I have. That is the model that we are being, you know, are working into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we can only get here by realizing that we all originate from the same Spirit. The Lord is our life.
Amen.
When God gave the laws to Moses, what God intended to pass to them was one simple thing. Hear, O
Israel,
the Lord your God is
one.
You shall love him with all your
house,
with all your
mind,
with all your
soul,
with all your
mind.
Hallelujah. And you shall love your neighbor
as yourself. That's it.
That is the same one Spirit, one Lord, one God, one Father. There's no Pastor Trevor. See, there's no Elder Isaac. There's no Elder Funke. There's no Elder Bimbo. In that realm, there's the Lord. And we live on the account of the
Lord.
When Paul says, when you handle the brethren, you do it as if you're handling the Lord himself. People think it's just for letters. Hallelujah. If I'm here before my brother, as I'm ministering, I'm kneeling now. I'm seeing the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm worshiping him.
Yes.
I'm worshiping him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful.
This is what Jesus Christ did. And Peter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Peter tried to stop him. Say, Lord, you can't do this to me. Jesus told them, you can't understand now.
Yes.
Why? Because they still had a natural spirit. Later you understand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter how the person appears.
Amen.
That's why I'm very cautious. Don't call a person useless. Don't call a person dirty. Don't do all that. Jesus will never do that. If you are elevated in the spirit, you will see the Lord in the present. No matter what this moment might look like, you will still see the Lord. Hallelujah. So I will worship him. I will wash his feet. I will honor him. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus Christ says, if you do these things, you will be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It all comes by recognition.
Amen.
The Spirit of God comes to awaken us to the reality that we are in him.
Amen.
Amen. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, because that is your life. Paul says that the Lord is your life. Are you listening?
Yes.
Awake to this reality. Let this wall of partition in the mind be broken forever.
Amen.
Destroyed forever.
Amen.
And let the two realize that they are
one.
He has come to give us an understanding.
Amen.
First Corinthians, First John chapter 5. He has come to give us what?
Understanding.
And that understanding is the key.
Amen.
And what is this understanding, brethren? That we are in
him.
And he is in
us.
This is what the true God and eternal life. You know, I quoted this scripture in one church in Lagos. And these are people, righteous brothers, big men. When I opened that scripture and quoted it, they looked at this thing again. They said they had not seen it like that before. The thing shocked them. These are people that have been people on the same level with what they call the Oyedi people. Those brethren, they are on the same level with the Oyedi people because they were classmates and all that. So when I preached this thing, they were shocked. They had never seen that scripture before. He said that what? That you are in. He came to give us an understanding that we are in God.
Yes.
We are in the Son. And this is the true God and
eternal life.
Paul says that the end of the faith is that God is all in
all.
When the fire of God comes, it comes to destroy every carnal thought. Everything that is contrary. Hallelujah. It dissolves it in the fire of God. Mind how you hear, brethren. Mind how you hear. To him that has, more will be
given.
How is more given to you if you can hear? Is he talking about more money in your account? Amen. More houses? For the polygamist, more wife? More wives? Amen. Or more children? To him that has, more will be given because you are hearing what the Spirit is saying. Why? Because when you hear, you are waking back into the reality that you are the Son of God and all things are for your glory and for your pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to awaken to the fact that everything that the Father has is yours.
Amen.
You enter into your rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. This is what the gospel is saying, brethren. Hallelujah. If you begin to hear, you are converted and you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we come out here to this pulpit, I make sure we speak one language.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. I can play with all outside. The people know me as a very playful person. But when it comes to the pulpit, if anything tries to deviate us from the reality that the two are one,
thank you, Jesus,
I will react violently against that thing. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I will not accept that on this pulpit, in this ministry. Hallelujah. Because God has called me to call people back to Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where you have the unity of the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The days will come when people are instructed enough, other people will be preaching here.
Of course.
That is the way. Because when other people are preaching, I'm hearing the Lord speaking.
Amen.
That is the level we are coming to. Amen.
Amen.
There were days that Jonas, the one who came the other day, there were years and months that we'll sit down and I'm preaching the other sister to listen. After that, God has taken him. You see, he has been taken out of the bed of religion. The Bible says that the two shall be sleeping.
Yes.
One shall be taken away. He has been taken away from the bed of religion. Well, now when he preaches around, everybody is shocked. Now, who is this? He never used to preach this way before. And they see him coming with great glory and with great power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is where it will be for those who can hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God never intended to keep the laws. Send you the scriptures, you feed in them your path life, but you will not come to me.
Yes.
You will not come to I. The word of God came to testify of the Christ in you and draws you back into the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That is your entrance into God's kingdom. He says he came to fulfill. How does he fulfill? How does he fulfill? I have come to fulfill. The revelation of I has come in your life to fulfill. When you begin to get the revelation of I have come in your life, all those high things begin to be dissolved. We enter into God's glory and kingdom where we are knitted in one, loving one another, recognizing that there is only the Lord and the Lord alone.
Amen.
It begins to cause you to have compassion,
yes,
and have mercy. It begins to have to cause you to have patience and love for brethren, no matter what they do to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Can you stand up?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to cause you to hear things that will cause your ears to tingle.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I will cause you in your time, in this time, to walk in a path that no man has walked.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I'm opening your ears to hear and to see things that have been hidden from men for generations.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And after you have heard, you shall go also to invite the other brethren unto Mount Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord says, mind how you hear. Open your ears and receive what the Lord is saying in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I stack as a comfort for you, your family. Amen.
Amen.
That things begin to work out.
Amen.
Amen. Things begin to be turned around in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is where we are, Mount Zion. The place of the blessing. Have you wondered why they call it God's holy mountain? Have you wondered why they call it God's holy mountain? This place here, no man can get there except by the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you heard in my name? In my name? Hallelujah. I'm not talking of P Square. You know P Square? You say $20 in my name, $30 in my name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're speaking here about spiritual realities.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritual. In my name, they shall do this. In my name, they shall do great works.
Hallelujah.
In my name, anything you ask the Father shall be done. What is that name? The Bible says that Jesus Christ has inherited a name that is above all
names.
And what is that name?
It's the name of the
Father. It is the name of the
Father.
That is the name that we all inherit in this dispensation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Talk with me in the book of Revelation chapter 11. Are we there?
Yes.
Is it 11 or 14? Man, I enjoy those days when we used to use the Mama Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It used to be easier for us, isn't it?
Yes.
Now this electronic age, all kind of things, you know. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 14.
What?
14 from verse 1.
Okay.
And lo, I looked and lo, a lamp stood upon Mount
Zion,
and with him 144,000, having the Father's names written on their
foreheads.
Do you know the 144,000? Look at them here.
Amen.
Look at the
144,000.
Total is in you know, numbers in the Bible have symbolic meanings. Hallelujah. 12 by 12 speaks about the complete body of Christ. those who have come to the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
And you see them upon Mount Zion, and what do? They have the name. Why? Because that ground is holy ground. You see, now you understand why Jesus Christ says you must let go of your life. Hallelujah. To be worthy of my name, you must what?
Let go of your life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What we ever thought we are, when you talk of let go of even your religious beliefs, see, the major obstacle to most people is the religious beliefs. Amen. It is easier for a drunkard to enter into God's kingdom than a religious person.
Of course.
Why? Because the religious person thinks that he is in the light. And Jesus Christ says, if that light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? And Jesus Christ further says, because you say that you are not blind, you will remain in your sin. But if you say you are blind and you humbly receive the truth, you will see and be set free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you say you are not blind and with your religious knowledge, you are walking in the light, you will continue as a sinner, as a man, suffering and crying out there day and night and shouting at the gates, but you will never enter into the glory of God. You must let go.
Amen.
The princes and the power, the principalities and the powers of the times of Jesus were the scribes and Pharisees. These were religious people. They don't drink beer. They don't cut their beard. They cover themselves with everything, you know. And despite that Jesus Christ was speaking to ordinary people, they were the ones willing to receive.
Amen.
Those people who thought they were rooted big men of God, religious authorities, they were cut out.
Amen.
Amen. These are the ones that come land and sea, trying to make converts. And when they make the converts, they turn them into two times sons of hell that they already are.
Amen.
What is a son of hell? A son of hell is one who is annihilated from the life of God. You see, they feed you with doctrines that will always separate you from God. Anything that tries to tell you that God doesn't love you, that God is not your life, is the voice of the devil. See, no matter how your sin power reach heaven, no matter what you have done in the past, the truth can never be changed. Are you listening to me? It's not a license to misbehave. When you misbehave, you fall into many hurtful lusts. And you suffer the consequences. Amen. Praise God. And when you begin to know yourself, you walk worthy of your name.
Amen.
Amen. You walk worthy of the name of the Lord when you know yourself. Amen. I don't need to tell you not to drink beer. Neither do I tell you to drink. Amen. When you walk in the name of the Lord, the Lord will minister you to what to do. Don't judge people from the outward appearance.
Mm.
Don't be pointers of fingers. See the Lord in his temple and the Lord alone. That's what the Bible calls a single eye. When your eyes are open, you see Lord in everything and you become less of a judger. Amen. Always looking at what other people are doing. This person did this, this person did that. He preached this way, he preached that way. Always criticizing. Never come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Religion is a battle. That is why they fight each other. That's why they separate. I said it several times. I come to a place where people don't receive me. I just pack my luggage. I'm off. I will not look. I've left churches before. When I see they start these things, I'm off. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All those dirty, filthy spirits of arguments and quarreling and competition and all those things, it will not happen here.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I'm very, very, very particular that people hear with simplicity what the gospel is.
Amen.
The Bible says what? That unless you humble yourself as a child,
yes,
you cannot enter into God's kingdom.
No way.
Hallelujah. Let go of all those things you have learned. Let it go. And receive the pure doctrine.
Amen.
That is able to what? To save your soul.
Yes, so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rebecca, we stand up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ says one thing. That in the past you have heard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have heard that it has been said by them of old that thou shalt not swear. but shall perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, I have come. He said that another place. He says, you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Look what Jesus said, but I say, hallelujah,
amen.
Amen, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You can see that Jesus Christ came to annul the reasoning of men. All of us have learned things that pertain to the law, humanity, hallelujah,
amen.
Things that pertain to the flesh, praise God, judgmental spirit. But he says what? I have come. The revelation of the Christ, the I, has what?
Come.
Hallelujah. And as it comes, it annuls all those old doctrines. I have what?
Come.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Whatever you even call your enemy is not your enemy. It's yourself. Because there is only one self, and that is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Father, let us pray, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the anointing break the yokes. Hallelujah. Every spirit of unbelief. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cast this out by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
By the finger of the Lord.
Amen.
By the finger of the Lord, I cast out every spirit of unbelief in this place. Hallelujah. Receive the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I have come that you may have life. I have come to annul the lies of the devil. To annul the old beliefs. Receive what the Lord is saying in this hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That is, you have been reconciled unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is what the ministry is all about.
Amen.
I have been reconciled back into that oneness with the Lord.
Amen.
Receive this with gratitude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Walk in wholesomeness. Walk as sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Walk as children of God in this world.